Scalper is someone who, it's someone who purchases large quantities of good, usually tickets, early with the sole intention of reselling them at a higher price at a later date. There are scalpers for, concert tickets, train tickets, sports events tickets, and the most notorious of them all are scalpers who sell tickets for hospital visits. Recently, the Beijing municipality is mulling an online blacklist system in an effort to stop scalpers of hospital registration spots. For those of you who are not familiar with the procedure of seeing a doctor here in China, why is getting registered in a hospital such a headache?
Psst, hey, Lai Ming.
Yes?
You need to see the doctor?
Yes.
I got these tickets, man.
How much?
Oh, this is really expensive. But hey, you need to see the doctor, right?
Yes,
you look
I
a little
have
sick,
to.
Buddy. Come on. Yeah. Come on, here you go. Might probably not be how this goes down, but this gives you an idea that maybe somebody that needs to see a doctor needs that appointment quick. These scalpers are there for them, but at a much higher price than, I guess, normal visits to the doctor cost. The difficulties of getting registered for a spot to see the doctor have been exacerbated, I guess, when non-local patients swarm big cities for treatment. And it's kind of creating this system where scalpers, who usually work in teams, they have, I guess, this ID system or medical card system where they can only register once in one department, but these teams work together. So these scalpers work together. If me and Lai Ming are on a team, he gets his ID registered with the general doctor, the general practitioner. I go straight for the pediatrician because there's not a lot of them. And boom, we're definitely selling our tickets.
Yeah.
And according to figures released by the Beijing Municipal Health Planning Commission, along with the Beijing Municipal Public Security Bureau, since October 2017, law enforcement in Beijing have busted 7 major scalping groups, arrested 101 individuals. In 2017, guys, 892 scalpers were put out of businesses. Hospitals such as Peking University Third Hospital reported that they have cleared out, get this, 3,629 scalping individuals. This isn't just a group. This is an army of scalpers.
This is a business.
And 152 individuals were escorted, I guess, by the police. So you can understand by this kind of crackdown that's happening how bad it's gotten and how serious it is.
Yes, and certainly what Ryan has mentioned is mostly scalping done in the traditional way. That's if you've been to the Chinese hospitals, especially in top-tier cities and the top tertiary hospitals, you see these men and women. Sometimes they look a little suspicious. They're trying to approach you because they need...
Hey, over here.
Yeah, face to face.
Over here. Oh, yeah.
Pediatrician.
Let's try to figure out like which doctor you need, which department, and talk price. But now there seems to be things changing, that this is becoming a more covert operation. What's that about?
Well, some, well, like Ryan said, some of them work in groups because, well, China has been trying to clamp down on these scalpers. They've come up with different systems. For instance, you have to absolutely register with your ID card. That's why they have to work with other people who have a lot of ID cards, because one for each, right? Makes sense. And also, some of them, they are rather sophisticated. They have developed an app that allows them to collect the personal information.
Yeah.
And for instance, if I'm someone who would like to see a doctor, I log on to their website, supply my information, for instance, my ID card, my contact information, and they will use my information to register for me. It's kind of like a service.
Yeah, according to NetEase News, some of these online stores could process up to 7,000 orders per month. These are these scalpers using apps or other online websites. So this has brought about the Beijing Municipal Health Planning Commission. I guess they stated that they would build an online blacklist network in the near future to really go after apps and online sales of these, I guess, admissions to hospitals. And they would crack down in three ways. I guess One is with the use of local police authorities. The second is online hospital registration platforms, directly cracking down on that. And three is with the hospital itself. And like Lai Ming had said, they're going to reinforce real name registration. So that is maybe cross-reference the guy who bought it, that ID, with the person who's using it. Maybe that's how they're going to do it. Exploring new online medical appointment and payment systems. I guess, you know, things like suspicious daily re-registrations. Like, why are you coming to the doctor's office and registering every day for 10 years, man? What's going on? Are you okay? Or are you scalping, you know? To unify the release time for all registration spots, enhance online information security, reinforce personnel management inside the registration platforms and medical institutions. So basically just beef up all aspects of registering in a hospital, outside of a hospital, that is online, and making sure there's personnel or staff to check to make sure this person is really needing a doctor's appointment.
Yes, and it sounds like a lot of online technology is being used here.
Big data sharing, actually.
Yes, and that is fundamental, yes, to whether this blacklist could come into place in the initial stage. And also, do you think having a blacklist published online can be an effective measure to combat rampant scalping?
I think it's going to be effective, but only to a certain extent. I mean, certainly having someone's ID in the blacklist preventing someone from registering repeatedly is going to make it difficult for scalpers to run their business. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, well, this is not solving the problem at its root. I mean, there are rooms for scalpers to live. I mean, I'm not speaking for scalpers. I mean, I think scalpers are not fair because they're jumping the queues, and they're adding whatever money they're making, they're adding to the cost of people's medical bills, and that cost isn't going directly into the medical service, so there's no help in the medical system as a whole. So I don't think that's good. But on the other hand, I think there's room for scalpers to survive. We know the way Chinese people treat illnesses. I mean, people are concerned about the quality of healthcare in different parts of the country. I have a personal example, actually. My mom was sick last year, she's been lucky because I live in Beijing. I have opportunities. I have the chance to register for her to see a doctor in Beijing, and she's doing just fine. But in comparison, a male patient in the same ward with her back in my hometown, he's been suffered from some bad treatment, and he can't even take care of himself now.
Yeah, you know, looking at this, guys, I agree with Lai Ming. This is awful. It's taking advantage of people. There was a video in 2016 that was taken, and I guess in this 3-minute clip, which has since been seen over 100,000 times, I guess that was posted on Weibo, a woman shouts at scalpers for wanting to sell her a ticket for 4,500 RMB. The original price was 300 RMB. So these are people that are coming to the hospital already scared, wanting to know what they got. Anybody who's been to the hospital feeling sick but being like, what is this? I need to see a doctor. This is when somebody's jumping on you at the most opportune moment. We got to protect our people. And in which case, these people are freaking out. Oh my God, I feel this thing in my chest. And do I have a heart problem? I need to see the doctor. And the guy says, oh, hey, you know, you might have to wait a week, but if you pay 4,500 RMB, I'll get you in right now. And this person's like, God, that's extortion, but I need it. And this is preying on the weak, the people that are weak because they feel they have a health problem. We need to protect them. We're using big data sharing those, so the future looks bright. On top of that, new technology recently tested and conducted by the BBC in China, and I guess it's called the Skynet face recognition system, has shown tremendous potential at catching these guys. We need to catch them. We need to crack down, because the fact is hospitals are already in short supply for those who need it, and this kind of system really takes advantage of people who need help.
Yes, exactly.